answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
First of all, under your leadership, again, we've taken on a historic effort for transparency, declassification, and exposing these abuses of power by these deep state actors. We've declassified over 500,000 documents, many of which had never been seen before by the American people, put them online to bring about this level of transparency. We formed a weaponization working group, again, to be able to go after a lot of these abuses of power that have never seen the light of day, to support the accountability that under Pam Bondi's leadership in the Department of Justice is coming about. Secondly, bringing about reforms to the intelligence community to make sure that we have the most effective and efficient and focused workforce that's really working on bringing about the priorities you have laid out in ensuring our country's security. And lastly, Mr. President, working with many of our partners here around the table is going after these domestic threats. We have threats coming from both Islamist ideology as well as Islamist terrorists, foreign terrorist organizations, and those who seek to do harm to the American people, many of whom were let in across our borders under the previous administration.
Thank you, Joe Biden. We're going to pay for what he did to this nation for decades to come, maybe a generation or more, to be quite honest. There you have Director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, talking about how they're going to clamp down on a lot of the illegals in our country, and especially domestic terrorism, and many of them that came in under the Joe Biden open border policy. Everybody's welcome. Would you ever do that with your own home? Would you throw the door open and say, anyone on the street, you want to come into my house, just come on in? Did anyone out there say yes? You're an idiot. I know you wouldn't. But that's what Joe Biden did. Which, by the way, do you think, not that I really care what Joe Biden's doing now, but do you think he's been inviting all these, a bunch of these illegals over to his Bethesda house and other locations, going on vacation with them, sharing, you know, a little chat and so forth? Do you think he's doing anything like that with any of the illegals? I don't know, but I would think not only no, but hell no. I do know that Obama did nothing to help the illegals that were transported by Governor DeSantis in Florida, flown into Martha's Vineyard. Suddenly, Obama and his major estate, when all these, they were sworn by illegals, there were less than 50, they couldn't handle them, and Obama was nowhere to be seen. He wasn't there greeting them and welcoming them. He just disappeared. It is, again, the attitude of the left. Not going to be my problem. It's going to be yours. I'm going to make sure it's on your back, not us, even though they're responsible for it. Well, Trump has taken a major step. This is a major step to shut down legal migration policies from people from 19 countries as they go back through a completion of security checks and interviews. I'll break it down for you in a moment. Welcome aboard hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, December 3rd, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you. In our next hour, Behind the Curtain of Real Reporting. Wow, what a title. Appearing in a legacy media outlet, and they want you to believe they're giving you behind-the-curtain real reporting issues? They lie. They lie. They're fabricating a story and what you believe. We're telling you the real truth, and all it is another Trump hit piece. I'll have that in the next hour. And later this hour, a decorated Navy lieutenant commander. He was charged with being a member of the Oath Keepers. He was charged with being involved in January 6th. None of it was true. All of it was later reversed, even though he was arrested by SWAT agents and charged and held, and it was all a lie. He also has out a new book about that, and I also want to ask him about his thoughts about Pete Hegseth and the accusations of this second attack on a narco boat because maybe the first attack didn't take out everybody as they intended. And today's story, behind the story, the world's deadliest industrial accident. I wonder how many of you even remember it happened or took notice. You probably did at the time, but now it's been kind of lost. It was not that long ago. It killed thousands. It involved a U.S. company. The story behind the story, coming later. So in the meantime, as I said, Trump is shutting down legal migration for folks from 19 different countries, pending the completion of additional security efforts. He said, under the new decision, the freeze is unprecedented, according to a former agency official. That's good, because he wants to make sure we do not have the continued violence by illegals in our country. And we're not going to let in any more, even from current countries that could apply for legal migration. No more, no mas, until we know we can securely vet them and what they were doing and would be doing here. The statement from the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services: we will take no chance when the future of our nation is at stake. The Trump administration is reviewing all immigration benefits granted by the Biden administration to aliens from countries of concern. Now, we're talking about legal migration. Legal. But there's a good reason to begin to shut it down, because we know a lot that came in, they were not properly vetted. We were lied to by the Biden administration. They did not properly vet them. They really couldn't in many cases, because the band formation didn't exist. Their communities, their homes, wherever they were in some of these areas, being Afghanistan, had been destroyed. There was nothing to document who they said they were. And of course, you had the one that was working inside the CIA as one of our sources inside Afghanistan, who took a revolver the other day and shot two National Guardsmen, killing one. Was this guy inside the CIA because he was a legitimate help for us at that point? Or was he a plant by the Taliban? Stuff like that, we don't know, because no one asked at that time. So here are the 19 countries, and they are going to have full immigration suspension on a dozen of them. Citizens from these countries, both immigrant and non-immigrant visas, they're now facing a suspension. In other words, everything is frozen. No more until we get all this worked out. Those countries: Afghanistan, Myanmar, also known as Burma, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen. They are full suspension. Seven other countries facing partial restrictions, which would affect tourist, business, and student visas, again, until all of this is fully worked out. All we're saying is we want to know for sure who's coming. We're entitled to know that. And don't forget, those coming in, they're not just maybe going to cause chaos and havoc. Some of them have absolutely been carrying out fraud. I point out to you the other day, the New York Times, even the far-left New York Times, admitted that Somalians have been raised in a culture of widespread theft and graft in their own country, and that's really behind the massive welfare fraud among the Somalia community in Governor Walz's Minnesota state. We were raised to do like that, and they're going to say, we're going to do it here as well. Well, no, you're not. And, of course, it's been uncovered now. A billion dollars being funneled off into an autistic children's program, robbing children who might really need it. But you've got the St. Paul, Minnesota mayor saying, oh, well, no, you got to, this is serious, but you got to keep in mind some things.
those fraud allegations were uncovered by local law enforcement?
No.
And our state attorney general pressed charges. Law enforcement presence is what caught that, is what held those folks accountable. So it's another example that we actually don't need. Those federal agents are not adding value in our community. They're actually doing quite the opposite by providing a destabilizing force.
Yeah, well, you're lying, because you guys did not uncover all of it. It'd been going on for a long time. And suddenly you're beginning to realize this. And if you're saying you uncovered it, it's after it's already news is getting out. And there are reports from numerous members inside the Walz government, staffers of the state's Department of Health Services, saying that they had constantly signaled and whistled about a concern about the massive fraud by Somalis using the state's aid programs. They were doing it repeatedly. One group said, Tim Walz is 100% responsible for the massive fraud. But you got St. Paul, Minnesota mayor saying, oh, no, we were actually uncovering it and we were maybe shutting it down. No, you were not. You're taking credit now because it's been exposed. But if it had not been exposed, it would have continued and you would not have done a thing, not a damn thing. All of it could have been unveiled much earlier if Walz had listened to these folks who were trying to blow the whistle. You know what else he's been doing? According to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Governor Walz is filling American roads with illegal immigrant drivers. Once again, news of illegal drivers on our highways driving big trucks. They had fake schools putting out fake licenses in the state of Minnesota. And they're just now shutting them down. Like, oh, well, we're doing it. We're going to do our own state prosecution. We'll go after it too. But you did not. You were enabling them. I want to point something else out to you. $7 million stolen from the state Medicaid program for a man and wife operating a home health care business, and they stole $7 million. They operated out of an office building and a mailbox for years. That happened for years, and they were doing nothing about it. So the couple was convicted, but now a judge, a true extremist, has overturned their fraud conviction, claiming, well, yeah, they spent money on lavish lifestyle and so forth, going into Coach and Nordstrom and Saks and so forth, but there's no real proof that they were doing any kind of swindle. They were operating a mailbox. And again, that would not have been exposed if it hadn't been for, let's find out what is happening and find out who's at the bottom of it. Defense Secretary Hegseth continues to be under attack by Dems and some Republicans, all involving sinking a Venezuelan narco boat, hitting it with a second attack when supposedly it was clear there were survivors. Supposedly.
We didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand, because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes, about the judgment that they made. I wrote a whole book on this topic because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people.
That is Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of War, making it very clear. You do not understand what happens in the real world. You're running around Capitol Hill dining and gossiping with other legislators, and you're picking up all this and repeating it as a fact when you don't know. The images that have been dispersed, and you've seen them, that boat being hit, yeah, there's a lot of fire and smoke. You can't really tell if there's anyone left alive or not. And I told you the other day that if there were survivors in the water, survivors in the water, I would not be wanting to shoot them and cut them down at that point in the water. They are to be taken in. That's Geneva Convention to begin with. But the bottom line is, we don't know. You just have a lot of people running around when they want to carry this out as an attack against Trump through Pete Hegseth. And Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy is one of those saying that Hegseth has got to go.
Pete Hegseth has to go. He has to resign. Donald Trump has to fire him. If he doesn't resign, he is a walking, talking national security embarrassment. And I think it is really disturbing that you don't have more Republicans speaking out and saying that it's time for him to go. Because, of course, you know, this is just the latest in a series of embarrassments. There's all sorts of reports from the very beginning of the year that morale is low, that that there's disorder at the Department of Defense. He's hiring his political cronies. He seems to care more about body shape and facial hair than he does about the security of the country. And now these really serious allegations of really disturbing immoral behavior by the secretary. So it's time for him to go. But I think, you know, you are hearing from Representative Turner and other Republicans a reluctance to take on the president right now. I think that's a shame. I think people should put the security of the country before their loyalty to the president.
Why did you not say that when Biden was president and commander-in-chief? And you're complaining about Hegseth said we're going to shape up the military, no more looking like you're a ragtag doll. You're going to be a military look and authority. No more transgender stuff. But it was fine when Biden was allowing that to happen in our military, supposedly putting that ahead of our national security, but not one Democrat Senator Murphy or others stepped forward and condemned it. Good Lord, did they not realize that we have history right in front of us? All they have to do is look over their shoulder and there it is. Oh, look what I did back then. But this is different because it's Trump in office. I don't know the details beyond what we have been told about the downing of that boat, and if a second strike was necessary, and were they targeting those in the water or not. But I've got coming up a former Navy lieutenant commander. I want his views on that. And I've got other reasons for having him on board as well. He was targeted by the January 6th committee. SWAT team hit his farmhouse, labeling him a member of the Oath Keepers, which was a lie. We'll get into that with him coming up. Also, today's story behind the story of the world's deadliest industrial accident. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. 855 EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
I am flesh and I am bone, rise up, ting ting like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting ting like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My next guest, there are a lot of questions I have for him, so we're going to be moving a force march. I believe that's exactly how I would describe it, and I believe that he would understand it. We're talking about decorated Navy Lieutenant Commander Thomas Caldwell, a disabled vet. He and his family living on his Virginia farm when FBI agents carried out a SWAT raid pre-dawn because he was supposedly a leader of the Oath Keepers, all part of the January 6th hunt down, when it turned out they were not at all, never were, and the government had to admit that. But then on top of that, he also has out a book, The Mouths of the Wicked, a true January 6th story of corruption, persecution, survival, victory, the book released just last month. Welcome aboard, Commander. Well, we had him on board, and then we lost him. I hope we didn't push him over the board when I said it's going to be a forced march. But we'll get him back. This raid that they carried out against him, they were going after him, and they ended up holding him 50 days in solitary for crimes now the government admits he did not commit. In fact, he never entered the Capitol, and yet he was branded a terrorist and an assassin. We're talking about a disabled vet in his 60s. Commander Caldwell, we got you back on the air with us. Glad to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so very much, Larry.
All right. Well, as I was saying before we came to you, it's going to be kind of like a forced march. You understand the meaning there. We're going through a lot of rapid-fire questions and quick answers from you. First of all, I want to deal with the January 6th event. Your book out, The Mouths of the Wicked, dealing with a true January 6th story. I detailed for the audience how your farm was raided in pre-dawn by a SWAT team, when you had nothing to do with the Oath Keepers, and yet that was the original charge, correct?
That's correct, sir. And my J6 story is unique in many different ways. Not only that, and the fact that I was arrested with zero investigation, thrown into solitary confinement, as you mentioned, was given special mistreatment. But because I wouldn't take a deal, they really ramped up the pressure. I also endured a 10.5-week secret tribunal trial, and we actually won against the worst of the phony charges, something that your listeners probably wouldn't know about, even if they looked on the internet, because that's stuff out on the internet is mostly DOJ press releases from early on in our fight that we disproved in court.
Yeah, and that's part of the background of your book, The Mouths of the Wicked, detailing exactly what you said, that information is there, but the general public has not been told. The book just came out. I know the response has been very good across the nation.
It's true, and it's been very heartwarming, too. As you said, most people just have no idea what really happened to the J6ers, and people are anxious for truth. We've been lied to for a long time. People want names named. They want to know who broke the law, who perjured themselves. And as they say, I bring the receipts here. I'm showing you the truth that's been actively suppressed and kept from the American people, although this is not a revenge book. This is actually a book to tell people what happened and to glorify God.
Accountability. I'm sorry. I did not mean to step on that. As you said, glorify God. I know that's a very big part of your book and your life, and that is your Christian religion. But it was clear that you have the knowledge, because as a naval intel officer, you knew exactly where to get it and how to back it up. They just assumed we can roll right over you. If you'd been anyone else, this would never have been made public.
Well, maybe that's true. And I knew early on, and I will tell you, I started writing the book not after we had some victories, but when we were right in the middle of the storm. As soon as I was released by heavenly intervention from that pit in that solitary confinement jail in southwestern Virginia, I wanted to document everything, because we never knew when the government would trump up another reason to come and drag me away.
And I also know that you later had a piece that you posted on behalf of another response, and that was pointing out that how faith sustained you in your darkest hour.
It absolutely did. And I'm the first guy that's going to stand up and say, I'm not stronger than anybody else. I'm not smarter than anybody else. This whole book, The Mouths of the Wicked, it's just an eyewitness account of one average guy. And I am very average. And all I had was my wife's love, one honest defense lawyer, and above all, my faith in God, which has sustained me when I was in that rotten dungeon being mistreated, and everything else that happened along the way as they tried to bankrupt us and still kept trying to put me into jail all the way into January of this very year.
And that, of course, during the Biden administration, where it all fell apart, came after you. But there was a report that just came out, 115-page supposedly FBI dossier, calling Patel's FBI bureau, quote, rudderless and all effed up. And how much of that do you believe is true, or just someone trying to, again, slam the Trump administration and Patel and what we're doing with the FBI?
Well, I do pray for Cash Patel, and I hope that he can do something with the FBI. They have been corrupt for a long time, and the people that have been running the FBI, no J. Edgar Hoover around here. No. They're usually political hacks that are put in there, and we've seen this for a long, long time. But I will say that everyone who perjured themselves, I'm talking about FBI special agents now, at grand jury proceedings and in trial against me, the people that were part of the attack here, my forced interrogation, some people would call it a Gestapo tactic. I don't use that term. But all those people are still working at the FBI. And Cash Patel kind of bothered me a little bit, just me personally, when he came out and said, I'm not going to fire anybody that was only following orders.
Well,
I think about the Nuremberg trials when I hear that.
Yeah. And that's going to bring me to my next subject in a moment. But before I go into that arena, you as a Navy commander, you know you have been given orders in the past, and you give orders. You expect them to be followed. So if someone carried out a mission that you gave them and it was, quote, an illegal order, where's the liability lie?
Well, we need to let that stuff sort itself out. In the heat of the moment, you make a decision in the military based upon the best intel you have, especially if you're ordered from on high to do that. You've got to follow the chain of command. It's easy for people who are sitting back in their armchairs to look in the rearview mirror and say, you should have done this and you should have done that. And unfortunately, things do happen that we have to back up on. I'm an old guy. I remember a lot of things that people probably should not have done. But I believe that the chain of command is important. And when somebody like you were talking about on this program earlier this week, we got Senator Kelly from Arizona saying, well, I wouldn't have followed that order. Yeah. It's easy for him to say that. And that bothers me because it's outrageous, and it goes against the Uniform Code of Military Justice and good order and discipline.
Now, you opened the door for my next part of this interview. And again, as a Marine, that U.S. Military Code of Justice, that was our standard, and it is for every military officer or I should say, military agent of whatever type. You must follow the orders and the chain of command. Now, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, being criticized and condemned by Congressman Murphy of Connecticut and others, and even some Republicans raising questions. Why did you hit that narco boat a second time? There were survivors. Why didn't you get them out of the water instead of hit it? I don't know that we have all the facts, but they want to claim that that's what they were doing.
Well, one of the problems is you get people like Van Hollen from the great state of Maryland, who says, well, we're just not getting the information. You know, and let me say thank you for your service, your honorable service, Larry. Your listeners need to know that stuff is classified not just because of the content of the information, but how it was obtained. So, for example, if we have somebody on the inside of these narco-terrorist gangs in Venezuela, and he's telling us exactly who was on that boat, exactly what criminality they've done, exactly what drugs are on that boat, and when the boat is leaving, if we tell somebody like Chris Van Hollen, now we've told the New York Times, and it circles back. The people in Venezuela, this is not a democracy. What they do is they find out the most likely source of that information, and they kill them, and they kill their family, and yep, they kill all their friends. So just making Van Hollen or any other politician who says they want to know happy by compromising this information and letting them know where it came from, well, that's a fool's errand.
Well, the other thing is, whether or not Hegseth is the one who ordered it, it was supposedly ordered, and we don't know if there were, quote, survivors in the water. And I said previously, I'll repeat it earlier before you join us, if that were true, we don't kill survivors in the water. We, under Geneva Convention, basically, we're going to try to get them out of the water. But if we're trying to destroy the target, and we hit it, and we know we have not done full damage to it, we're going to hit it again. That's standard.
Oh, that's true. And I go back to the days when we were still dealing with the folks in the Middle East, and we had the old Gulf of Sidra incursion, remember?
Yeah.
Where we crossed the line of death, and the Libyan guy, Muammar Gaddafi, said, if you do that, we're going to come out and we're going to attack your ships. And they did sally force some ships. And our ships that came across the line in international waters fired one missile and second missile right behind. The first one hit the target, and the second one hit blank water because the boat was already down.
Yeah.
But firing a salvo like that is standard operating procedure. Nobody was being finky against people in the water.
You're not firing a shot across a bow. You're going for the target, and you go until it ceases.
Indeed, sir.
All right. I want to thank you again, Navy Lieutenant Commander Tom Caldwell. Again, his book, I certainly encourage you to check out, as to what happened with him with the January 6th event, The Mouths of the Wicked. The Mouths of the Wicked. Commander, thank you very much for your time and your service to our nation.
Thank you so much, Larry. And if people would like to read this book, it's available right now online at puffinpublishers.com. That's Puffin, like the seabird. P-U-F-F-I-N, publishers.com. It's available now.
Thank you very much, Commander. Coming up, the story behind the story. The world's deadliest industrial accident. Do you even remember?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. but you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It was this month, 1984. And here's one of the personal accounts of what happened. A young woman at the time, age 16, was among those who began having trouble breathing in the dead of night. And her brothers and mother and father were also suffering. Her mother at the time was 8 months pregnant. But they were still fast asleep when neighbors banged on their door. Despite them in their sleep coughing and having difficulty, they just didn't have enough to wake them up. But the banging on the door woke them. And when the father looked outside along with the family, they saw numerous folks outside. They were all coughing. Couldn't see. Their eyes were burning. Their lungs were burning. She said that she and her family tried to run away from the area, but there was nowhere to go. They could not get far enough. Her pregnant mother ended up struggling to move at all. So she said, we ended up sitting on the side of the road until the morning. Her parents and her 3-year-old brother, among the thousands who died that night, December 1984. Some recall the reports that the 8-month-old fetus in her mother's womb was constantly moving until the next morning, even after the mom was dead. What happened and where was this? And it involved a U.S. company. It became known as the deadliest industrial accident in history and remains that. It was a U.S. company, the Union Carbide Company, out of Texas. They were operating in Bhopal, India, just outside the city, creating a pesticide to be used. They had warning signs. The sirens apparently were beginning to go off that night, early that morning, but a lot of the residents took it as just another drill because they often did that from time to time to get people mobilized to listen and then react. So many of them might have heard it, didn't do anything about it until it was too late. This was a gas leak from the Union Carbide plant exposing over 500,000 to the deadly methyl isocyanate gas. 40 to 45 tons of this cyanide leaked into the air. The investigation would later follow up and find out that it was not just the leak that happened. It happened because of there was poor maintenance to begin with. There was mechanical equipment failure, numerous safety violations. It all started a chain reaction that led to the release of this gas into the atmosphere. That night, There have been disputing reports as to who, how many died immediately that night and how many died within days. I go through these stories and I come up with numerous stories. And the sources I'll cite for you, one would be NPR. They did an extended piece on it. One, Free Press. Another is the Smithsonian. And all of them taking note that this single toxic accident exposing nearly 500,000 residents and thousands died over the next several days. Also estimated that many thousands might have died over the following days. And then they began to look deeper down the road as to who was affected and how might be affected in the future. And one part of it was even those not yet born. Those not yet born ended up dying because of this gas. That is because the parents, especially the mother, inhaled enough of it that it was still in their system when they later got pregnant. There were a lot of children born with deformities. A lot of children didn't survive childbirth, nor the mother. And the children that did survive, then later they were diagnosed with cancer that was out of control to begin with, and they were not going to be able to turn it around. Again, going through numerous sources to give you the story behind the story, I go to numerous sources because they do vary into how many were killed that one night. It was Bhopal, India, and it was the Union Carbide Company out of Texas. And a lot of folks might have, you know, at that time you picked up word of it, but then it quickly moved off the front page and everything else. Investigations continued, obviously, into what happened, the responsibility of Union Carbide. They say in looking at the latest numbers, and again, I'm looking at numerous sources to come up with this, and this seems to be the highest number. So I'm going with the highest only because that is one thing that we could not be wrong in by underestimating. The highest number I've seen in one source says that we had 20,000 die because of that hazardous gas. Not all in that one night, but 20,000 because of it. And again, 500,000 residents in Bhopal, India, near the Union Carbide plant were affected. It did affect, as I pointed out, the stillborn rate, the neonatal, the newborn babies, mortality rate. This number itself is shocking. The stillbirth rate and the newborn baby's mortality rate increased by up to 300%. 300% that the child was going to be stillborn or would be born alive but then die. Of course, the gas leak affected not only humans but others, animals, even trees around the area. It was a dense, toxic gas holding low to the ground, but burning the eyes and choking the throats. One writer following the story wrote in The Atlantic, "People continue to think of Bhopal's tragedy as one horrific night in 1984. But the deadliest industrial disaster the world has ever seen neither started nor ended in that year." By that, he was referencing for 15 years earlier, the Union Carbide Corporation, an American chemical company again, now part of Dow in Texas. They were pushing to have a green revolution. Industry and agriculture joining together to feed a growing population. The pesticide was going to help protect the crops so more food could be grown. And insecticides, things of that nature, were a major part of it. For the first decade, the Bhopal plant imported the isocyanate. But then in 1980, it began to do it on site. A medical officer at the factory from 1975 to 82 told The Atlantic, the operation of that plant was a case study in how not to do things. Safety regulations, good practice, all ignored. The number of operators on duty, incomplete, not adequate. Asking trainees to complete complex tasks early in the morning because the others wanted to go home. Some employees reported the leak on the night of December 2nd. They saw that it was happening. But one supervisor apparently just dismissed it, saying that leaking liquid is just water. We'll deal with it. Are you listening? He told them, we will deal with it after my next tea break. But by then, the gas began to build up in a spare overflow tank where the excess should have been going was not being utilized. The sirens were beginning to sound, but again, even employees of the factory didn't immediately react because they thought it's just another drill. We had those 20 times a week. But the pressure continued to build. The safety valve then broke. Other chemicals went into the air as well, and we had a wind of spreading that gas, that cyanide, over a square area of 15 square miles. And the Bhopal residents were basically sleeping while the cloud descended upon them. Some fled for nearby hills trying to get above the gas. But few could get away to any extent. And this one source, this would be the Smithsonian, admits, as they reported from the Amnesty International, estimating 570,000 were exposed to damaging levels, more than 22,000 deaths directly attributable to the leak over the years. Not immediately that night, but as it went on. But that night, the number of dead directly blamed on the gas leak in Bhopal, India, on that night, at least 3,000. But obviously, there's no way of knowing how closely documented that was. Imagine you and your family. It's a dead of night. The worst time for a disaster to hit, be it a tornado, a fire, gas from your own home furnace. Even if you're beginning to realize what's happening, are you awake enough that what you can do and to save not only your family, obviously, but yourself and others? And you walk out your door and there's this thick fog. You cannot stand above it. It reaches above your head. You climb on the roof, you might get away from it, but it's beginning to continue to grow, expand, but at the same time growing higher as well as wider. The Bhopal gas tragedy started on the night of December 2nd and carried through the day of December 3rd, 1984, till they could get it under control. And the death count and the investigation of how many were affected continues to change because of those who survived and then moved elsewhere. And never told anyone they had been in Bhopal at the time. But they are now dying or suffering of cancer. It's going to be hard to ever fully document what took place that night. Do you remember that event? Well, there's a part of this story that I still haven't shared. The rest of the story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Talon Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
The Bhopal gas leak tragedy from Union Carbide, affecting almost 500,000, ending up killing at least 20,000 or more, causing numerous health concerns for thousands upon thousands of others. The chair of Union Carbide visited Bhopal just 4 days after the disaster. He was arrested on charges of causing death by negligence. He quickly posted bail, then left India for good, never facing trial, not extradited back, washed his hands of it. Of course, they're holding him responsible because he was head of the company. The story behind the story of this is just basically shocking in so many ways and haunting. And then how many people know about it or don't? Because here's what else happened. Here's what else happened. The consequences of the disaster continue. But just over a year later, there was a new deadly disaster elsewhere that captured the attention. It was Chernobyl. Bhopal, India, just pushed aside. Tomorrow on the story behind the story, I was in a police lineup early in my career. A police lineup involving a murder, and I was picked by the witnesses and named as the killer. How did that happen? That's tomorrow, the story behind the story. Make sure you stick around for our second hour. That's still to come.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.